Moving on then to do or beer, which is the third question of the first group of four. In real life, all of us have situations where we would rather try and change things in our environment, just go out and do it, not even consider changing. And other times we have where we have to do internal work, where we either have to cope with something or just get used to it or learn to like it, like learning to like sushi or something. You do the work inside, you don't do the work outside.
Okay.
So we have different situations in our lives. Sometimes we'll be doers, sometimes we'll be beers. But in a story is talking not about lots of situations, it's talking about one particular issue that's being explored. And in terms of that particular issue, that particular context, this question says, is your main character a doer or a beer in this particular situation? Which means that they'll hold that preference all the way throughout the story because that's the same context, the same situation. It's only one situation you'd find in life. In life, we all have a story mind up here, but it's constantly evolving and changing. New information's coming in, new things are happening, so it's an open-ended thing. A story is a closed thing. It's saying, let's take the mindset of the story mind at one moment, flash photograph it, and then explore it and see how all the potentials are set up and how it's arranged, and then see if it stays that way to the next step or if it changes to go to the next step. As a result of it, in the story mind, something like a doer or a beer will be a story-wide preference. Now, by preference, it doesn't mean that that's what they're necessarily going to do. It just means what they would prefer to do. An example in real life would be if you're walking along a street and you are going to go around the corner and you see that there is something on the sidewalk that somebody might trip over. The easiest thing to do is reach down and pick it up and put it aside so they won't trip, rather than just trying to come to terms with leaving it there. That's a lot easier. If you happen to be a moralistic person, you would be concerned. It's a lot easier. On the other hand, if you go back to your hometown and you remember that the theater was on this side of the street and you walk around the corner and it turns out the theater's on that side of the street, it's a lot easier to adapt to it than it is to move the theater. So sometimes we find that it's better to be beers, sometimes doers. In situations, we are not always allowed to do what we prefer. When you are working in business, for example, it's not a good environment for beers because in business, most businesses, you're going to find that you have to do a lot of things. You have to take action and manipulate stuff and handle the external environment. That's where the focus is. And so beers find themselves often unfulfilled by this process, whereas doers may be very much at home in that because that's where they have their tools. That's where they've developed their tools. That's where they have their interests, is in doing or in being. Now, later on, we'll talk about stories that require action or require deliberation in order to resolve the story, to move the plot along. And we'll see that if you take a character who is a doer and you put them in a story that requires deliberation, they're a fish out of water. They're very uncomfortable. And yet they have to keep being things in order to get the problem resolved, even though they're doers. On the other hand, you have a question who's a beer. You have a choice for a character who's a beer, and as a beer, they're put in a situation that requires them to be taking action without even thinking about it, because that's what's needed to resolve the problem. And they're a fish out of water. And so they have a lot of problems because they're constantly being forced to have to do stuff without even being able to see how they feel about it first. And they're very uncomfortable. Or you could be in your own element.
Is that bad to have them uncomfortable?
It's not bad.
Like the original Rambo.
He is a beer. Yeah, they turned him completely around in the sequels. But yeah, in the first one, you know, he says, "Hey, you know, I'm just, you know, just let me alone. I'll be fine." And the cop is the sheriff is constantly antagonizing him until when he's being tortured. Then he does something about it. But up to that point, he's been humiliated and run out of town and everything else, and he's done everything he possibly can to try to solve the inequity that existed. So yeah, definitely a beer.
Now, it doesn't have to do with being aggressive or passive or anything like that. For instance, to take Clint Eastwood, who's thought to be more of generally an active kind of person, in something like Dirty Harry, he's clearly a doer. He doesn't really even deliberate about what he's doing before he does it. He acts, and then rarely does he try to cope with the situation. He'll prefer to act first. Whereas in Unforgiven, the character of William Money, which is the character he plays in that, is not a doer. He goes into the bar in that one scene, and the guys start, yelling names at him and calling him all sorts of stuff, start to beat him up. He doesn't do anything about it. He just sort of copes. It's like, even after he recovers, he still doesn't do anything. It's only when the objective story forces him to change that he does, then he actually takes action at that point. But his preferred way of dealing with problems is to cope with them, to adapt his opinion or his feelings about it.
Now, you look at our culture, and our culture has a tendency to look at doers as being the ones who are the movers and shakers, and beers being the ones who, like, are trying to cope, the victims, okay? But that's not true, because it's only half of the picture. You can look at people who are constantly doing the same thing through drudgery, and they're certainly victims being ground up by the big machine, as it were. And you can look at beers who have to have something like maintaining a mother's love in the face of no matter what until her child finally comes around. In other words, adopting an attitude, adopting a way of looking at things, adopting a manner of responding to things internally that is designed to cause things to change. Because the idea is to change things. So that's why change and steadfast is not do or beer. That's why start and stop is not do or beer. Do or beer just says, are you doing the work in here? Even if it means not losing your temper when your children are ripping apart something. I mean, you know, that is doing work as a beer. You'll see that in Beethoven. Look at the dad in Beethoven, you know. He's a beer. He's sitting there.
You mean the dog movie?
In the dog movie. He's a beer because he's sitting there watching. He's sitting there watching this dog tear things apart, but for his family and for everything, he's trying to hold on to his cheerful disposition in the face of all these disasters that are going on. And those kinds of stories where people are holding on to that, eventually, maybe just by maintaining that attitude in a disaster or in some kind of a family situation, can be as much work as a doer trying to fix things on the outside, but a doer may not be able to do it, whereas a beer may be able to, and they're really the proactive ones. Gandhi, for example, would probably be a lot more of a beer than a doer.